Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 6th of September 2009 and the time is 6:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Janet Constance Bellamy Woodward, but I'm just known as Janet Woodward. I'm 57. I live in Barnsley, but I'm actually a Sheffielder.
And how are you today?
I'm absolutely very fit and well, thank you.
Good. And can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, it's actually as part of a dare. Somebody, one of my internet friends, had posted on a message board that this was happening. So I had a look at the site and what was happening, so I thought, yes, I can do that. So I put my name forward, thinking that there's no way on this fair earth that I would actually be chosen for it, and much to my surprise, a fortnight later I got the email saying come and join the fun, and here I am.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
Well, I gave it some thought, because as far as I'm concerned, an hour to do something that is totally unique and special to me is something that, yeah, it's an hour in a lifetime. So I decided that yes, I wanted to raise money for charity. That was my number one concern. And then it was a matter of deciding which one it was going to be. And because of other events, I decided that the Barnsley Hospice was a particularly deserving organisation, and that is who I'm raising the money for. And my other pet little project is the Celiac Life, of which obviously I am a celiac myself, and we manufacture, at the company I work for, gluten-free bread. So my second charity is actually the Sheffield branch of Celiac UK.
And how are you going to raise money for these charities?
Well, it's already off to a flying start, and I'm so grateful to everybody, because I've been cheeky enough to use all my contacts from work and through my email address book. And I've already got quite a bit of money actually in the kitty already. And even this morning, a very nice taxi driver who picked me up from the hotel I've stayed in overnight to bring me down into Trafalgar Square has not charged me a fare, cab fare, and he said, put it in the fund. So that's another £7 we've got by not doing anything, but it's all for a good cause in Barnsley.
And what are you going to do on the plinth today?
Well, the first, I've got a presentation that's ready to go. And what I'm going to do is actually, I've got a series of flip charts, and I'm going to turn them over one by one by one. Everything I've got on, from my hat to my t-shirt, is all sponsored. So I've got earning money just by wearing a t-shirt.
And what's the flip chart about?
It's about the hospice movement in general, where they've got 217 of them in the United Kingdom, but they offer residential care, day care and home care as well. The government, and it doesn't matter which government, only funds them by a third. Now, these people need £1 million a day, which is an awful lot of money. I don't expect anybody to actually turn around and give us a million, but if a million people gave me just a quid, it soon mounts up. And so that's why I'm particularly grateful to people that have already contributed to it.
And now that you're actually here, how are you feeling about going on the plinth?
Well, it looks higher outside than what I thought it was, because I've been watching online for some time, and there's been some quite innovative pieces up there. And so I'm thinking, well, I've got to top that, which I don't think I can. I'm certainly not going to do anything particularly extreme, because that's not me. But quiet, concentrated, formatted, thought out presentation, yes, that works for me.
And what do your friends and family think about you doing this?
My mother actually reminded me of 1962, when my father and my brother, my mum and myself, came down to London. Dad and my brother were going to a football match in Southampton following Sheffield Wednesday, and I have no idea what the score was, I have no idea, but other Owls people will be able to tell me. Coming back through London late one night, a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old were allowed to choose what we wanted to come and look at. We'd never been to London before, and certainly looked at the Iceni statue on the embankment in Cleopatra's Needle, then walked up Northumberland Avenue into Trafalgar Square, and I've actually stood underneath that empty plinth 40-odd years ago. And so here I am today. So I think it's just history coming round again. And this happens so often to me that it's just gobsmacked.
When else has this happened?
Oh, there's been all sorts of things. Over the years, there's been all sorts of things. And, I don't know what to call it. I've no idea, but a guiding hand somewhere.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in one another overall, do you think?
Well, this, I'm hoping, is going to be about as much fun as you can have without taking your clothes off. Sorry about that. But it's an hour in a lifetime. So I want it to be an opportunity to be just me in front of, as far as I'm concerned, the whole world. Because of the online situation and also the archives for the future, we don't know where this is going to end up. So it might open other doors for me, career-wise, I've no idea. But the big message is, as far as I'm concerned, please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands in your pockets and send me a quid.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about you outside of taking part in this?
I'm, Audrey Lass from quite a working class background. I'm a Sheffielder born and raised. I live in Barnsley. I work for a food company called Well Foods of Barnsley. And we manufacture gluten-free food. That's part of Foster's Bakery, which is headed up by the one and only John Foster. And it's a good team effort, which this is, for getting me onto the plinth today.
And you're from Sheffield originally.
Yeah.
Have you sort of... What's it like growing up in Sheffield?
Well, when I was growing up in the early... late 50s and early 60s, it was quite a tough place to be. Working class people, a very, very strong work ethic that I've had from being very small. I'm the youngest of three girls, and we've got a younger brother. Very close to both my parents and me, two sisters and my brother. Good times.
And you've moved to...
Barnsley.
Yeah,
I live in Barnsley now because it's closer to work. You know when you've got to Maplewell in Barnsley because you can smell the bread. If you can't smell the bread, well, it's either something not right or there's something that they're either not working today, which is unusual, but they will be busy working at this time because, of course, people need fresh bread.
And what do you do for a living with this?
I'm actually a marketing director. And so I actually put the presentations out and the packaging and things like that. Well Foods is known for gluten-free bread. We've got a brand name that's now recognised throughout the UK and beyond. And this is, Well Foods is my baby.
And how do you enjoy your working life?
Usually it's pretty good. Chris, my right-hand person, wonderful lady. I don't think they quite understand what I'm doing up here today, but then I think they'll see it on the net later on.
And what are your passions in life?
Food and recipes. Well, you can see that you never met a thin cook. My lovely cat, my family. I like to travel. I like to eat foods literally from around the world. When I retire in 5 years' time, I'm going to be the oldest hippie for some miles in that I'm going travelling, provided I'm fit enough to do it. Have a bowl, because as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, you're only here just the once, so it's not a rehearsal, so go for it.
And what experiences do you think have really shaped you into who you are today?
Certainly my education. I went to university quite late in life, strong family influence, and determination to succeed.
What did you study at university?
I've got a degree in business studies, I've got the Chartered Institute of Marketing's papers, and got an MBA. And that was as a mature student. My mum, she went to 14 schools, and she always wanted to be educated. And she actually graduated with a degree in English at 72. So I think I've got it from there.
And how did you find being a mature student?
Well, it was a part-time student as a house, a family and a full-time job. Very hard, a tough life, but I would do it again. I don't regret that for a minute. And anybody that's saying, oh yeah, university is expensive, but if you want to do it, you'll find a way. And that's what I've done.
And how do you like to spend your time outside of work?
I do a lot of creative writing. I've got a book just about ready for the printers now. It's about done. For the future, yes, I want to get this one finished and it published and see it out into the marketplace. Yes, it is about recipes and food. But I don't know. Let's see what else there is on the horizon. Life is an empty page. You can put on it what you want. And if you know how to do things and know where to ask the right questions, anything's possible.
And is there anything else you'd like to add about taking part in one another?
I would like to say very much a thank you to John and Elaine and Bill and Veronica and Chris and Paul and the rest of the team at work, and also the people that have actually given sponsorship money, APC the carriers, various people. If you look for your names on the actual presentation, you might just see people that you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.